Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein, and today we're coming to you live from Mobile World Congress. I'm excited to be joined by Anand Parikh, Senior Director of Business Development at Akamai Technologies. Welcome, Anand.
Thank you very much, Allison.
I think this may be the first time that we've had Akamai on the program, and so I wanted to just start with the background on Akamai. I know that a lot of folks are familiar with you guys, but let's just level set. Describe a little bit about the business and what your role is at Akamai.
So Akamai is about 17-year-old company, public company. We are the largest content delivery network on the planet. We started in 1998 out of technology that was developed at MIT in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And we are about a $2 billion revenue company today. We operate around the world in about 180 countries. We have our content delivery servers deployed, about 200,000 servers around the world. And we carry the traffic from the big brand names, most of the major content providers, media companies, broadcasters, large enterprises. We offer media delivery services for them. We offer web acceleration services. We also offer security services for the websites, which is, in fact, our largest growing business today. I represent the part of the company that's relatively new, about 4 years old, which is what we call carrier products. And our focus is to provide technology and solutions to network operators or carriers that want to build their own content delivery networks. We have some of the major carriers as our partners. We work with them in a variety of ways, including providing them the technology, as well as some operators are also resellers of our Akamai services. My role within this carrier products business unit is business development. And as part of that, I work with major companies that help our business solutions for the carriers for partnerships. And Intel is one of our partners.
I've heard statistics that up to about 30% of all web traffic is delivered by Akamai.
Yep.
So those who are listening online, if you consume web content, it's probably a good bet that Akamai's fingerprints are all over it.
Absolutely.
Tell me a little bit about content delivery networks and why this is such an important thing in terms of how rich content is delivered on the web.
Sure. So when you are trying to access a website, if it's going to take 30 seconds, 45 seconds, 60 seconds, and you don't get the content that you're looking for, it's likely you're going to walk away from that website, especially for live events. Like if you're watching a football game, if there's a lot of buffering, you're going to walk away from that. You're looking for a flight that you want to book, and you don't get the flight options in time. It's likely you're going to move away from that site and go to some other site. What Akamai does is prevents all of those and provides much better user experience by bringing the content from the internet, from various websites or various events, live to the end user. So that's how we help the end user with the experience, and we help the content providers and the websites where the content originates. So that's how content delivery networks help.
Now, I know that you've been delivering content delivery networks for a long time, but over the last few years, you've also been investigating new technology with virtualized content delivery networks.
Sure.
So tell me the advantage of virtualization for this and why you play such an importance in terms of being one of the earliest players in looking at this particular opportunity.
We have been working on virtualization and the use of that technology, network function virtualization, as well as software-defined networks, SDNs, to CDNs for about 5-6 years now. We were the first company to do a proof of concept testing with British Telecom, BT, and Intel, as well as a few other partners, back in 2012. This is before NFV organization under ETSI was formed, and this was viewed as one of the key applications by the NFV community at the time. Since then, we have deployed virtualized CDN technology in commercial networks in one of the major network operators in the U.S. We have been involved in evolution of that technology since then. We have worked with several partners in that area, including Intel. We did our first demonstration of virtualized CDN under the NFV architecture in 2014 with Juniper Networks SDN product. This week at Mobile World Congress, we announced completion of a POC we did with Orange, one of the major tier one network operators in the world, of a NFV orchestrated virtual CDN network. We believe that we are the first company out there that has been able to demonstrate virtualized CDN capability that's orchestrated by an NFV orchestrator. And one of the major challenges that the CDN operators face is what we call capacity scaling challenge. When you have a major event, for example, that you want to stream live, you need much higher capacity because you may have thousands or millions of users trying to access that content. So how do you scale the capacity of that content delivery network for the duration of the time, cost effectively and quickly, and then turn back the capacity to the normal level when it's not required? In a typical situation, before NFV, if you wanted to increase the capacity of the CDN, you would first have to order hardware. Then you got to deploy the hardware, then install the software on top of that. So by the time you're done, maybe you're 10 weeks out. So what we're showing, in fact, at the show is the ability to scale out the capacity of the CDN in minutes.
So when there's going to be a peak, reallocation of resources can address ensuring that those non-buffered connections continue to flow.
Especially for peak events like sporting events or even major software downloads. When Apple releases its new iOS or when Microsoft releases new Windows or major update for antivirus software, all those downloads require capacity, usually for a short duration of time, maybe for a few days, maybe for a few weeks. With virtualization, you can allocate those additional resources to the CDN application on virtual machines on which CDN application is deployed in real time dynamically. We call that elastic scaling.
Awesome. And for those who are listening online, where can they go for more information?
www.akamai.com.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.